personality studies out there. Study your personality, but more important, start paying attention to your clients. See if you can find any common traits in your clients, because people that use your product or service probably are of a similar nature.
They all like
pornography. And if you can pinpoint those, you'll have a much easier chance engaging them and getting them to pay attention to you online, and you'll be able to deliver your message in such a way that makes sense to them. So understand their personalities, and then figure out how to engage them. How would that personality, if it's from the DISC method, if it's a high D personality, then you know quick bullet points, not long drawn out dissertations. They want the information quickly. If it's a high I personality, they want it to be fun. Make sure that you have video. Make sure you have a way for people to interact. They want to have a good time. Their whole life's purpose is to have fun.
There's
all different types of personality tests out there, but they break down into four basic quadrants typically. Understand who is your client, how you can get to them, where they hang out, and why they would want to do business with you or listen to you or sign up for your email or whatever it is that you're looking to have them do. In developing a social media strategy, the best place for you to start is to get your mission statement and your vision statement together properly.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a personal mission, personal vision, or corporate vision or mission statement, those need to be incorporated into your social media strategy. Because if you know what your mission is, then you can convey that to your potential clients on the social media platform. If your message is concise and you have a good mission and vision statement offline, that should also be online. There needs to be a cohesive message wherever you engage people. So make sure that that mission statement and vision statement become a part of your social media strategy.
Once you've taken a look at what your mission and your vision are and how you'd like to communicate those to your customers, your clients that will be visiting your social media sites, you should take a look at the different personality types and how each personality type likes to receive information. All too often, you'll find that when someone is making decisions about building a website or putting marketing materials together, they develop things the way that they would like to see them. There's very different personality types in the world. People who are the drivers, the get-it-done people. They give directions, they want things to be done quickly and concisely. There's people who might have more of a facts and figures mentality. They are very interested in the details. And you've got people who just want to have fun, no matter what's going on. And the fourth loose generalization of a personality type could be the person who's slow to action, but very persistent once they've gotten started. So if you're putting together your information on your website or your blog, and you have all kinds of fun, flashy animations and graphics, the driver, the person who wants to get to the information quickly, might be turned off. They might not take the time to go through your site to find what it is that they're looking for. And on the same token, if you're the personality type that likes the facts, the figures, and the details, and you put all of that information in front of people, you've almost given too much in some cases. So it's very important that you look at what your personality type is like, what your characteristics are that you bring to the table, and then look at the personality characteristics of your target audience. How would they like the information packaged? Do they want it quick and to the point, or do they require a lot of details? There's many different ways that you can find out what the different personality types are and gain an understanding of each of the different types. So I encourage you to find some more resources as it pertains to personalities. When we take people through setting a social media strategy, a large component of what we do is talking about the personality types and how to package the information. It is amazing to see the light bulbs go off when people get it. They understand why they like information in a certain way, and when they communicate a message sometimes, why it hasn't been effective. So once people gain an understanding of the differences and the similarities in each of the personality types, a whole new world opens up as far as the ability to communicate effectively. That applies just as much offline as it does online, and it is very important in your social media strategies. Each of the top social media sites of today, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, they each cater to a different audience and a slightly different personality.
The three sites.
You'll also find that different personality types will engage with the tools in a different way. So sure, all four of the personality types are going to use Facebook, but each of them will use it in a different way, visit different parts of the site, and be interested in different information. So it's important for you to know that so you can put your information in front of the specific target personality that you would like to do business with.
So often we meet with clients and they wonder why their message isn't working properly. And
one of our first questions
is simply this: who's your audience?
I don't know.
Who specifically are you looking for? And that's where we'll take them through these personalities and understanding that each personality uses the tool a little bit differently. So who is it that they are looking for? And once we bring them through that process and they realize that their message is not being focused on the right audience, it makes a big difference for them and their whole social media impact shifts. Once we know who that audience is, we can then start to understand how to engage them. What is it that they would look for and why they would look for it packaged in such a way that it makes sense for them? Without knowing that, it's all just information. You miss the mark.
Damn it.
Review a few of your clients. Start thinking about their personality, their mannerisms, their actions, who and what they are. And see if you have some common traits that show up in a lot of those clients. That'll give you an indication of the type of person that looks to use your product or your service. Once you identify that, it is so much easier to create and craft a message that is more effective, that gets right through to the point, because you're talking specifically to the people who really want to hear what you have to say.
When you've looked at who your customer and who your market is, when you found some of those commonalities within your target audience, one of the things that you'll do first is think about the key features and benefits, the building blocks of your business. You know everything that there is to know about your business, and you know everything that there is to know about your industry. Somebody from the outside, someone who is not involved in that industry on a day-to-day basis, doesn't know everything that you know. So it's important when setting your social media strategy up that you take a look at what are those features and benefits, the building blocks of your business. Make a list of all of these words that if somebody were going to a search engine to find you, your product, your service, or your company, what would they be typing in?
Hardcore,
what are some of those things that you would need to identify as the building blocks of your business? Once you've thought about the brick and mortar words, the foundation of your business, all those keyword features and benefits, then I want you to think about why your customers choose you. What are the words that emotionally reach your client? We can often refer to these as the warm and fuzzy words. What is that compelling emotional reason that somebody would decide to do business with us? To help you generate this list of words, we recommend that you go to your clients. Ask them what it is that comes to mind when they think about the experience of working with you. If you have customer service people in the field, this is a great place for you to leverage them at a weekly sales meeting and find out what is it that they're hearing from the clients that are those compelling reasons that they choose you. Once you've got the building blocks list and you have the warm and fuzzy list, you'll begin to craft a story. And this story will be used throughout all of your social media sites, starting with your blog. Your blog is your online house, and it's that landing place where people can come and find out more information about you. You'll want to craft your story using your building blocks and your warm and fuzzy words, so when people land on blog, they find out what it is that you do and why people decide to work with you. You'll then want to take all of those foundational words and the warm and fuzzy words, package them up into smaller pieces, and begin a strategy that will automate some of your information to each of the social media sites. This is essential in packaging our message so it's clear, concise, and that people can deliver it to their friends, because we've put all the necessary information together.
Once you've identified your audience and you've created these warm and fuzzy lists, the brick and mortar lists, created a message, the next question would be, what do you want people to do with that information? So let's talk for a few minutes of that.
Money.
Maybe we want people to do. Once they read our blog, they're interested in us, they're interested in our information,
MP3s.
They want to know more. What do you expect them to do? Are they going to buy something from you? Maybe, but not necessarily right away. Are they going to talk with you? Maybe.
Maybe.
This funnel is a large opening at the top, and all of these people potentially coming into it. Maybe they're visiting your website. What do you want them to do? just read information and go on the merry way.
What do you want,
do you want them to RSS and get daily blog posts from you to their email address?
Yes, I want them to RSS and get daily blog posts from me to email address.
Do you want to convert them into buying your product on your website? There's a ton of different things, and I think that's something that you have to look at your business and the strategy and say, what do I want people to do? Are you looking to grow a larger geographic area, geographic base? Are you using this tool to monitor your brand?
Oh, yeah.
Because social media, if you've operated within a certain geographic area, social media will give you a greater reach farther out. So that may be your purpose. And it's just to share knowledge and educate people. But there's got to be a funnel. You've got to be able to understand what you want to do with people and how you can get them to engage with you in such a way that in the end, you're attaining that goal that Sandy talked about at the very beginning.
Having an intention of what you want someone to do as a result of having met you in a social media platform or your website is critical. Al mentioned many of the different ways that we can prompt people to take an action when they've encountered our information.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about what your online footprint looks like and how some of the pieces work together. When you're putting together your online footprint, this will include your website and your blog, as well as the different social media platforms that you've decided make sense for you and your business. Your blog is a type of website where you are able to communicate on a daily basis with your audience. This is the place that you'll put fresh new information so that people can see it, comment back on it, and be prompted to take a further action. On your landing page, whether it's your blog or your website, you want to put some type of an email capture mechanism on there.
Yep.
Something that says, sign up for our list, give me your email address, and I'll give you some value-added information that will make a difference in your life. That's one of the components of this landing page. Creating an email list that you can market to on a regular basis is a part of a social media strategy. Often people don't realize that that is just as important as the interaction that they'll be having on the social media sites with people. We talk a lot about blogging being the foundation for your social media strategy. This is a key element because when you have a blog and a website that act as that landing page, your home online where people can come find more information about you, you're able to communicate one message from that central location that can go out into all of the different social media sites. When you create a blog post and you have the automation strategy set up, that same information can go to Facebook, it can go to LinkedIn, it will go to Twitter, and it can go to a whole lot of other social media sites where your audience might be connecting.
We only know about these three.
The key to this is that when people find your information on each of the social media sites, they need to be able to link and get back to your landing page, where at the end of the day, they can find out what it is that you do and how they can work with you. A lot of people are using social media as a place to get out into the different social media sites and have conversations. That is perfect when you're looking for top of mind awareness because yes, people will communicate with you and they will learn more about you and what you do. It is critical that a part of your strategy includes bringing people to that landing page, your home online, where you can then transition from the social media marketing aspect to doing business with you. Having an account on a social media site is not the same as having a strategy. The strategy includes that element of transitioning them from someone who interacts with you online, where it's all about marketing, to the end of the day, what is it
online,
that they can do with you? How can they work with you, buy your products and services, or pass you on to their friends? This is a critical piece that people who haven't fully thought through might be missing in their social media strategies.
What I've noticed is people thinking, and I'm trying to get into the head for a moment here, that if I just have my stuff there, maybe someone will see it and buy from me right away. Now granted, that happens every once in a while, where you meet someone right at that right psychological moment and in the buying cycle where they're ready to purchase. But how often does that really happen? That'll happen a little bit, but the long-term turn will be minimal. The idea isn't just to sell something one time. The idea is to get people to talk about you so they tell everybody they know about you. You increase your sphere, you increase that possibility of selling a product or your service. Having the strategy in place, realizing this is a long-term use tool, that if I put this strategy in place, The message is clear, concise to the right audience, and I know exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. That message will grow, and your clientele will grow because you set yourself up as someone relevant in that industry and someone who is at what you do.
That's right, motherfucker.
As part of your strategy, you should take a look at what's going on within your organization and within your industry.
What the hell's going on?
Look at what it is that your company, your organization, or you are looking to do with social media. And then take a look at what other people within your industry and in some ancillary industries are doing. Pay attention to the web presence that others in your industry have, and take a look at yours. Navigate around some of the different websites and find out what it is that people are saying on their platforms.
What are people saying on these websites?
Go to each of the social media sites as well. Do some keyword searching based on those keywords that you put together as the building blocks for your business. Find out what others are doing and use what might make sense for you and your business. Create an outline of the way that you'd like people to work with you. When they have the thought that they need the product or service that you provide, and if they were going to the internet to find out more about it, think through the logical progression of what they would be doing. If they're going to type it into a search engine, what will they find and where can they be led to? When you think through this process, then you're able to package your information so that it will be in front of people each step of the way as they're making that decision, whether it's that research decision to find out more information, or if you have a product or service where people would decide that they need it and look to make a decision quickly,
right.
You need to put your information in front of them.
So I gotta get my information out
information
there
delivered,
on my sites. I need a blog.
The amazing thing is, when we look at all of the different types of businesses that are effectively using social media, there is no one common thread in terms of a type of industry. From solopreneurs, one-person operations, to companies of thousands and thousands and thousands are using social media effectively. How do you to use it for your business? We have just scratched the surface of where social media is going in terms of a business tool. When we were using it early on, I can tell you, it was certainly more social. We were starting to see the effects of people talking business and how it can be used for business, but it was so much more social about personal life. Today, the sites don't look anywhere the same when you look at them instead of being made.
They changed the sites.
And the reason being is,
they changed the sites.
We as the business world are starting to understand the power of the tool. But again, the caution is, have a strategy in using the tool. Invest in your education, spend some time and some money, and the results will show. This takes time. This is a process. And I use the example of weight loss. Just about everyone in the world, well, in our world, has been on some type of a diet program, and they want to lose weight. Well, they added the weight gradually over time, and yet they want it off instantly. Well, it's very difficult to take weight off instantly and have it be sustained. It's a process. Much like the process of adding it slowly, you should be losing it slowly. Well, social media is the same way. We can't just put it all on and have it work magically. It's the process that takes time. And if you lean into the process and you learn one site and you understand that site and you absorb it and you do it well, then transition that one into a second site and then
two
into
sites.
A third site.
Then you got three
and
sites.
And you will find that over time,
Facebook, LinkedIn,
it builds steam
the
and it
three
builds
sites.
Momentum. And as it builds momentum, you'll see the rewards.
Wait, steam?
This is a process. If you understand the process and you do the process, it's something that you can use over and over and over. We had a meeting the other day, and a woman said, but it looks like it's so overwhelming and there's so much time. Yeah, it's going to take some time.
Dumbass.
But it doesn't have to be done today and tomorrow.
Stupid.
You can invest a little bit of time today,
fucking idiot.
A little bit tomorrow, and a little the next, until the process is where you need it. Now, some of us might have a crash course and have to put 14 hours a day into it. That's okay, too. It's just going to take the time to do it.
Here's a quick quote from Tom Harris, marketing coach, who has a response for people that say, I don't have enough time for social media. Tom says, heaven forbid that someone should find out that you exist because they might want to buy something, and what a hassle that would be.
Oh, wow.
When you're thinking about
quote.
Putting together social media
too,
for your
so
business, this does not mean
things.
That you need to spend 40 hours a week putting your social media strategy in place. If you don't have a plan, you might find yourself spinning your wheels, and that's where the strategy is so important. We'll talk a little bit today in the CD about the three major social media sites that you want to be participating in and what you should start to look at as far as the best way to package your information in each of those sites so that it's not overwhelming and time-consuming, but that it's a well-put-together presence communicating your message with people effectively so they can find your information and they can work with you, talk about you, and share your information with others. Let's talk about Facebook. When you are looking at having a strategy for using Facebook, there's a few things that you'll want to know to get started.
One,
Facebook profiles are personal.
Everyone is racist.
Every individual that has an account with Facebook should have an individual profile where they've got their profile picture, some contact information, and a little bit of information about them. Facebook blends our personal and professional lives. It's not a place that you need to spill all of your personal details, but you do want enough information available so that people get to know a little bit more about you. Facebook is a place where you can have a page for your business and you can communicate with your audience in that venue. Facebook pages aren't quite as functional as profiles. I've seen a lot of business owners who wonder, should I have a profile personally or should I have a profile for my business? Well, Facebook has made that distinction, so it's important that you look at both of those elements and figure out how you can best put your business entity into Facebook as well as having yourself personally represented. You'll want to take a look at the different places that your clients and your customers would be communicating within Facebook. There are groups, there are pages, there are different applications that will group some of this information together, so it will make it easier for you to find out where they are and what they're doing, as well as take a look at what are some of the third-party applications that you may want to install to communicate with them. A few examples of third-party applications would be some scheduling applications where you can put something into your Facebook profile, letting people know that they can request an appointment with you, or find out where and when you're going to be at outside events, whether it's speaking engagements, trade shows, meetings, or networking within your local area.
Hit me up.
Take a look at putting a profile badge onto your website or onto your blog. You can also put a fan box on a website that will be a representation of your business Facebook identity that people could find on your website or your blog and link over to that business page that you've built on Facebook.
Wow, a fan box.
Another element is make sure that you review your audition. If you have a blog where your message originates from, you'll want to make sure that you have this automated to both your personal profile and to your business page.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a large organization, this is a great place for you to consider what the social media strategy of the organization is and how each of the members of the organization can help. You can have a company page that many people are administrators of. They can all put some content on there and make sure that the message is spread.
Content.
You can also automate a blog post through individuals' personal profiles. You may have a company where each of the members of your organization interfacing with the public would be happy to have the corporate message come through their personal profiles.
Oh, yeah.
This is a huge way to leverage the number of people that you have working with you. If one person starts a blog post on a company site and it can travel through 15 or 500 people that have their own individual spheres of influence, this can be a huge tool. There's different ways that you can tag this information as it comes through. Sometimes an entrepreneur will create a blog post and have it funnel through their Facebook profile as if they said it themselves, because they did. In a company scenario, you could do it that way, but you could also tag the post. So at the beginning of each, it would say, "This is a note from whatever your company name is." So even if it is being passed through your individual members' social media sites, it will have the tag that people reading that will understand it did come from a company and it's not necessarily in their own words. So there's a lot to think about when you're putting your Facebook strategy together. And again, it's more than you might have realized when you had looked at it first. So take some time to research all that there is to know about Facebook and how you can put your message together in the best way to communicate with your audience.
And now Twitter. Twitter as a business tool is more of a promotional tool. This is a place that's less interactive and more about creating a message and crafting a message that you can get to a lot of people. What I would recommend first on Twitter is make sure that your profile, which is only 160 characters long, is concise. And it says something about you that is compelling. Ask a question. Make a statement that elicits a response. Get people to be involved with you.
Want to see hardcore pornography?
At Twitter,
that's
my
question.
We do a lot of coaching,
click
and people,
here.
When they first look at Twitter, they wonder, what is it? I don't understand it. It looks like Greek. It looks like gobbledygook, and I'm not sure how to use it. I always tell people, just pay attention for a while. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to participate. Just sign up, connect with a few people, get some followers, and pay attention to what they're saying. If you follow people and you listen to what they say or you watch what they say, start to understand the tool. It's short, quick messages that oftentimes send us somewhere else. When you're reading a blog, it's a paragraph or two paragraphs and you're getting all of the content. When you're reading a post on Twitter, that tweet is 140 characters maximum. So the person that is sending it is sending a message in a sentence or two. How much information can be conveyed in 140 characters? Quite a bit. But it's the process of learning and understanding that takes some time. So as I've looked at and studied Twitter, I've recognized a trend.
Everyone
There's three
is
different
enough.
Types of users as business users on Twitter. Number one would be a very closed user that is just using the tool to communicate with a few people. For example, a sales manager that has a team of people out in the field and he wants to communicate with them. He can use Twitter to send a message and it will broadcast out to each of those members' profiles and or to their phones to get a message across.
Oh,
say something like,
useful.
Hey, the meeting was pushed off till 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
That way
instantly
everyone got the message.
Yeah, instantly.
It's a way that he can use the tool to communicate with his people without having to make a phone call. The second type of Twitter user is someone who wants to follow people that they know and maybe slowly stretch out and start connecting with a few people beyond that, but they tend to want to pay attention to what everyone is saying. And if you have 100 followers or 200 or 300, it's pretty easy to do that. You can pay attention to every message that comes in. But once you get to around 1,000 followers, it becomes very difficult to pay attention to all of the incoming messages. So the second group of Twitter users are those people that fall into that category of up to about 1,000 followers. They tend to want to pay attention to the incoming message as much as the outgoing message. The third type of Twitter user is the person who, once they've reached 1,000 followers and beyond, the message starts shifting into outgoing message. If you have 1,000 followers, then you might as well have 5,000 followers. And if you have 5,000 followers, you might as well have 25,000.
Okay.
Because it all becomes an outgoing message. It's too difficult within the realm of Twitter to pay attention to all those people as incoming messages, but it becomes a promotional tool in terms of outgoing messages. Now, if you have 25,000, wouldn't it be worth having 100,000? Because the more people that you have hearing your message, the more likely you are to be seen. So those three types of people are distinct, different users. And you could fall into any one of those categories. Just depends on how you want to use the tool. Now, just because someone has a lot of followers doesn't mean that they don't pay attention to incoming messages. There's things that can be used that help sort through followers so they can pay attention very specifically to certain people. And most of us that fall in the third category do use those applications to gather incoming information. Twitter has very specific rules, spamming rules, which you need to pay attention to and follow.
You wouldn't want to follow
Twitter
the wrong
side of
Twitter rules.
Twitter does not like the same message going out over and over and over again. That becomes spam. This is not a place to spam people at all. This is a place to share educational information and hopefully get those people to engage with you. Segmenting people out a little bit more with Twitter, you have people that have geographic areas that they work. Say you're a business that you're only doing business with people in a county. Well, you would want to use Twitter a little bit different than someone who has a national audience. With Twitter, there are an amazing number of applications that are available to help use the tool. What I would recommend you do is Google Twitter applications and see what's out there.
Yes, Google
There's
Twitter
all kinds of them that have value that you can use to help build your Twitter following and or sphere of influence. Another thing I'd like to mention is make sure that you integrate LinkedIn with your Twitter account. Today, LinkedIn has a partnership with Twitter, and you can integrate that together. I think it's a tremendous idea.
It's tremendous.
As Sandy had mentioned before on Facebook, having the profile badge on your website, do the same for Twitter.
Why not?
Make it easy for people to connect with you. Have a clickable link that will take them from your website directly to connect with you on Twitter. And finally, be sure to have it automated, that whenever you're posting a blog, it's also feeding to Twitter with a link back to your website.
Hell yeah.
It's a great way to drive traffic to your website.
No, it's not. It's not great.
By not doing that, by not having it all automated together, you're doing yourself a disservice because it's requiring you to go to each of these sites all the time and make sure you put posts. If you originate from your blog, you can be sharing information to each of these sites, and Twitter is a great place to make sure that your information lands every single day if possible.
LinkedIn is the most professional of the social media sites. The users of LinkedIn are often corporate recruiters and people who may be in transition looking for new job opportunities. LinkedIn is a great tool to use to develop a greater social media presence, connecting with strategic individuals from companies that you do business with or that you've met along the way. Take a look at your profile. It reads like an online resume. You'll want to make sure that this has complete and up-to-date information about all the areas of experience that you have. There are several different applications that you can add into your LinkedIn profile, including a place where you can input your blog. So you can have your blog that's housed on your website, an integrated part of your LinkedIn profile. This makes it a great place for people to look at and get fresh information about you.
Okay.
The best part of the new affiliation between LinkedIn and Twitter is that you can put a post on Twitter that will also come across LinkedIn as a status update.
Okay.
So it has cut down the amount of time that you need to physically spend inside of your LinkedIn profile, making sure that you are represented on an ongoing basis. Within LinkedIn, you also have the ability to develop a company page. You can use the company pages as well as a tool to research other organizations that you'd like to do business with. You can find out how many employees from certain companies have profiles on LinkedIn. You can find out the names of people in some of the key strategic positions. If you need to seek out someone who makes the marketing decisions, use LinkedIn as a research tool to find out who is that person and how can you best communicate with them. There are groups within LinkedIn that focus on different industries, different areas, different niches, different types of interactions that people have within the LinkedIn system. You'll want to take a look at what those groups are, what groups you may want to form, and what groups you would like to be a part of. You can also build your expertise in LinkedIn by participating in the question and answer forums. This is a place where people post questions and look for answers, drawing on the knowledge and the resources of the people in their LinkedIn spheres. Make sure that you have a friending strategy on LinkedIn,
and that you look at the automation,
again, to make sure that your blog is posting, that your status updates from Twitter are integrated into your LinkedIn account, and that you have this working for you on an ongoing basis, as well as the other social media sites. Recommendations are also a key part of the LinkedIn system. This is a place where you can collect those testimonials and that third-party validation from other individuals, letting the world know that you are who you say you are and you are good at what you do. So make sure that you take the time to pay it forward in the LinkedIn system and recommend those individuals and businesses that you had good experiences with.
There's a note that I'd like to make when Sandy mentioned groups and finding groups that you want to be a part of. Remember it back at the beginning when we talked about your target audience and who they are and where they would hang out? Don't just get involved in groups that you would like. Get involved in groups that they would like. Be in front of the people that would want to hear message. A mistake that we often make is, I like this group, I'm going to get involved. Same thing goes for Facebook. Find those groups that you may not necessarily like the group, it's not your interest, but if the people that you cater to or that you do business with would be there, make sure that you're there as well.
Having an account on a social media platform is not the same as having a strategy. As you can imagine from listening to this CD, there are many elements that you'll want to consider when you're putting your specific strategy together. What works for one person may not be the same thing that's right for another. You need to make that decision, and you need to make an educated decision as to what the pieces are that you really need to pay attention to.
In social media, developing a strategy, it's always a good idea to have someone help coach you. They can see things that you don't necessarily see. What we recommend in terms of finding a social media strategist is not just someone who is technically proficient at the tool. Just about anyone can learn the tool proficiently.
Find
someone who has the psychology and understands the personalities and why people do what they do and how they do it and what the right way to interact with them is. There's a lot of people that are technically very good at the tool. There aren't as many people who are efficient at really understanding how to craft a message based on personality, based on the psychology and the human nature. Find that type of a person when you're looking for a coach, because they will help make that strategy, your strategy, so much stronger and so much more effective.
To find additional information about the Insights Group, please visit the website www.insights-group.com. You'll find information there about the Member Center and a resource room where you can link to some webinars, some audio content, and new information as it becomes available. Of course, our contact information and phone numbers are available wherever you see the Insights Group, so please don't hesitate to let us know if we can be a resource for you in developing your social media, your blogging, and your organic marketing strategies for your business.
All right, so someone with a web browser out there, does that company still exist? Or is that group gone away?
Motherfucking friend. You want to take a trip, or you want to sit in your ass? is the only uncharted territory in this show. It's the sounds of Femina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, and you, Jelly.
Jeez.
You pet brands got a lot of followers right here in San Diego. They just wait for you to put it down for the 619. Once you gonna do for San Diego, baby?
San Diego, stand up for this one here, baby.
What I'm gonna do for him right here, man.
Uh-oh. Big Gooch, baby. On this MC.
Oh,
hey, check this out. I need everybody to get ready to twist that throttle back, right? This is dedicated to the whole 619 set. Yo, we gon' call this to the bikers for the San Diego edition. Walk into your ride. Now move it on up. Move it on up. Now walk into your left. Now bring it on back. Bring it on back. Now kick with it. Kick with it. Hop out in. Now kick with it. Step to your right. Now slide with it. Turn to your left with it. Walk into your ride. Now move it on up. Move it on up. Now walk into your left. Now bring it on back.
Thank you.
Bruce Hornsby, I say no to the range.
To all the killers and the dollar billers. For real dealers that ain't got no feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We mean the infamous, you heard of us. Official white folks murderers. My mom comes equipped for warfare. Beware, my crime family who got enough shots to share. For all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for they self in this land we be gunning. Keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Now it's like you just get their whole body laced up. We're pulling holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my team and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. The simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we're major, you're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player.
You know, when I listen to Shook Ones Part 2, I think my gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only really use some Everlast, you know.
My warm heart gets cold. Another figure deceased. Another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And your truth sparked the belly. So I can get my mind off these yellow bag niggas. And why they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in LA, the foundation. If I had to die, I couldn't choose a better location. When it's not penetrate, feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation. Now, take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such things as halfway. You're scared to death and scared to look, you shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. You're scared to death and scared to look, you shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. You're scared to death and scared to look, you shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. You're scared to death and scared to look. Living the life with the diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. But some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Going on outside, no man is safe from. You can run, but you can't hide forever. In these streets that we done took, you're walking with your head down, scared to look. You're shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. They're never around when the beef cooks. In my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam. Now we all grown up and hold heavy on the cops' control. You better have the right gear ready. Try and bag me and get rock steady. By the Mac 1 double.
The Getting Up soundtrack is good. It's got that, not sure how I feel about Everlast recording a cover of this song and including the N-words.
But some get shot, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook one. You shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, you just a shook one. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, you just a shook one. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, you scared to look. You shook. This ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death, you scared to look. You shook. You ain't a crook, son. You just a shook one. You ain't a crook, son. Just a shook one.
License plate on this Kia in front of me is KEWLPL8 cool plate. It's as vanity license plates go. Sure. You did it.
Schule gehen, ich wollte lieber Fernsehen sehen, statt blöde Summen zu addieren, zu subtrahieren und zu dividieren. Das Gerechne kann man sich schenken, warum soll ich denn noch so viel denken? Wozu sich noch mit Zahlen quälen?
Getting Up was a great game. I mean, it wasn't a great game, but it was a great idea that had an authenticity to it that a lot of games did not. And like a good voice cast in an era when that didn't happen that often, you know? Combat was okay, I don't know. But yeah, it was just, you know. It's a good game. It's a good game that every time I go back and play it, I play like the first level again and then forget. And then lose my save and have to play the first level again. Adam West was in that game. Charlie Murphy was in that game. MC Search did a voice, I think. song all the way through. I don't think anyone's ever listened to this song all the way through. Or deliberate genius. I don't even... Who can say? I gotta go.